الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، الحمد لله، إسلام provides us with many opportunities and instances to do good and to be good, but it's vital that we recognize what that is, what that khayr is. Imam Nawawi, in his famous Riyadu Salihin, mentions kathratu turuqil khayr, the various avenues of good, and the deeds, the a'mal, are simple, but these simple a'mal, they carry great rewards. So go over select ones mentioned in Riyadu Salihin and what comes in Hadith. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, under this chapter, he mentions that just smiling in the face of your Muslim brother, or anyone for that matter, this is also sadaqah. Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqah. That smiling for your brother, because it indicates compassion. It shows that this person has compassion. And the famous philosopher Plato, he says that everyone goes through hardships. Each and every single person, they have their own set of hardships which they go through daily. We don't know. The person outwardly may seem that everything is okay, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best as to what this person has experienced throughout the whole day. So just smiling in that person's face, smiling in front of anyone's face, this indicates compassion. And this is part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would smile and he would always be smiling in front of his companions. Although when they would describe him, they would describe him as da'imul ahzan, that he was always thinking about the ummah and how this ummah can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So this is a very small thing, very small, simple good deed, but the rewards of it are great. So we should recognize it as a small deed, but very great rewards. And another hadith in Abu Dawud and Tirmizi, there's a hadith where a person comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "Assalamu alaikum." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La'ashara," 10. And then another person says, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ashirin," 20. And another person comes in the majlis, in the gathering, and says, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." So 30. So from this hadith we see that just saying the whole salam, one gets 30 rewards. We should make it a point that whenever we see our Muslim brother at any time, we should always respond with the full salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is a very small thing. It doesn't take much. Tongue never gets tired. So one should take a moment and recite the whole salam. This is a dua as well as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another simple good deed but carries great reward is, of course, recitation of the Quran. So the Quran, just making a daily routine to recite Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Waqia, this is sufficient. If one finds it difficult to read a quarter sipara or half sipara or one sipara, at least you should make it a habit, one should make it a habit to recite Surah Yasin. One of my teachers, Maulana Kamal Sab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, is in England. So he would always encourage us that start off your day with Surah Yasin. That whoever recites Surah Yasin, fi sadr al-nahar, qudiyat hawa'ijuhu, then his whatever needs he has for that day, inshallah, they will stand fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill them. Also, Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he also mentions that cleanliness, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, cleanliness can be of two types: cleanliness of the internal and cleanliness of the external. So it doesn't take much to clean the external, but also to keep the heart clean from malice and from hasad and any of the diseases which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered abominable. So inshallah, this also will help, inshallah, towards greater rewards. Also, we have heard the hadith time and again that the one who adheres to the sunnah or resurrects a sunnah, then for him is the reward of 100 martyrs. So we know the reward of one martyr, but just to inculcate a sunnah in our daily routine, in our life, inshallah, this will also be extremely beneficial. So this, all of these things, all of these a'mal, they're not much. It probably would take someone 5 to 10 minutes to do each and every single one of them if we combine whatever we're doing, how many people we interact with throughout the day, you know, just smiling and saying salam. It doesn't require much effort. But even simple things such as looking at the sky, eating, yawning, sleeping, and if we recognize them as deeds, and if we do them in accordance to the sunnah, we rectify our niyat. So instead of looking at the sky, we understand that what one should recite when looking at the sky, what one should recite when eating, what one should say when yawning, what one should recite before going to sleep. So just rectifying our niyat, this inshallah will guarantee us greater rewards in the hereafter. Mufti Taqi Sahib, adamat barakatuhu, in one of his kitabs, I think we have it in our library, that Simple Good Deeds, it's about 40-50 pages thick, and I would encourage each and every single one, if they have the time, to go through this, to go through this kitab. It's a very excellent kitab, and one will see that all of these a'mal, it requires minimal effort, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards in the hereafter, the rewards that one can gain, these rewards are numerous. Our akabirin, they never missed a moment to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never missed any moment. They were very particular about each and everything. I was reading that when Maulana Shabri Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh, the mujaddid of the millah, when he was very sick, and he was very close to death. So he had many people. They would give him the amanat, the trusts. They would entrust the amanat to him. So he would, during the end of his life, he would distribute all of those trusts. All of the trusts that he had, he would be distributing them. And his family members, they realized that Maulana Shabli Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh, he's very close to death. So he had a piece of paper in his hand. And this piece of paper which he had in his hand, it fell down. And then he commented that the ruh from my hand, it has left. So even prior to this, Mawshabili Tanwi, prior to his death, he's distributing the amanat during that time, which shows how careful our akabirin were when it came to this, the smallest things, just to get great rewards, that he didn't want it to be a burden on his family members because they don't know amanat. Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Mufti Taqi Sahib told us in class that he would have a habit that he would have his room. And in his room, he would have only items which belong to him. So if any item was brought, so if he borrowed a pen from outside, if he borrowed some extra paper from outside, he would immediately tell Mufti Taqi Sahib or Mufti Rafi Sahib or one of his sons that go take it back. Because whatever is in my room, it belongs to me. Whatever is in my room, it belongs to me, and I don't want to be held accountable. That after I leave, I don't want my waratha to be confused. That, okay, what is, who does this belong to and who does that belong to? So from this we see that, subhanAllah wa rakabeen, they were very cognizant when it came to seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the smallest things, they would try to acquire khair. And as I said, one should make it a point to read the chapter in Riyadu Salihin where Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi mentions that the kathrat turuq al khair, that there are many avenues to doing good. Just take one, adopt it, and inshallah bring it into one's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru alhamdulillah.